good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, wonderful celebration on May 3rd. That is the centennial, the 100th birthday of folk icon Pete Seeger, a great friend of WAMC. Happy Trom will headline. It'll be a night of singing Friday, May 3rd, 7 p.m., and a $100 pledge per ticket helps WAMC's June lockbox.
Well, it all goes into the lockbox, but I got to tell you, David, there isn't a day I don't think about Pete. You and I talk about him all the time. You'll remember the time we went up there, and we did those interviews, and we've given out hundreds and hundreds of those. It's really the biography of Pete Seeger, the autobiography, and it's really quite a thing that he's done for the station. And then just a few months before he died, he does a thing down in Peekskill for the station, and he reached out and said he wanted to do something, and on my credenza is a big log. He cut logs. They heated their house with logs, and on it he said, "For my friends at WAMC, keep the flame alive." Well, we're remembering Pete and the great Happy Traum, who was one of the great channelers of Pete, you know, is a good friend of his. They ran Sing Out together. Happy has a wonderful voice, and we're all going to be singing together. It's going to be great. 1-800-323-9262, or at this hour of the morning, maybe better to do it online and do it now, because later on, it may be too late. Go to WAMC.org.
Friday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Can you imagine what Pete Seeger would say with his language of bringing people together in what seems to be an increasingly divided country and world?
Well, there are a couple of things about Pete that, you know, he would say. He'd say, keep on keeping on, or he'd say, take it easy, but take it. You know, he never was one to turn his back on adversity, because he knew when he was right. We knew when he was right. And some terrible things happening in America today. We see, for example, the concept of obstruction. The Congress of the United States, in all its power, I've never seen anything like it, is calling for testimony and is issuing subpoenas, and the president is saying, basically, the hell with you. We're not going to comply with any of this stuff. Elijah Cummings said if he were the people who were being subpoenaed, he would be concerned about the legal jeopardy they were putting themselves in. That's pretty specific. You had Hillary Clinton coming out and saying that while this was personal for her, and I'll bet it is because she got more votes than the president did, she was with the Constitution. Along comes George Conway, and he says the same thing. He says, I'm a conservative, basically, but the Constitution is the Constitution. We've got to stick with it. This is where we are at this point of the game, and I'm sure Pete would be there, too.
Meanwhile, victor or victim from the New York Times. President Trump shifts response to Mueller report. He once welcomed the report as a total exoneration, now calls it a hit job.
This guy is such a liar that on one moment he says one thing, another moment he says another. It doesn't matter. He's playing the victim right now, which is absurd. This country has bought a lie, and the lie was that you can't indict a sitting president, which is not the Supreme Court speaking. That's the Department of Justice issuing an advisory on this matter, but take it to its natural extreme. This president pulls out a revolver and kills somebody. What, you can't indict him? That's just stupid.
Well, former Vice President Joe Biden officially announced he's running for president this morning. He did that in a video, and Alan, an interesting Morning Consult political survey out says he is the front runner not only over the Democrats, but he has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump as well.
Well, polls are snapshots at a particular time. I wouldn't take that to the bank. And 8 points seems to be absurd, that it's only 8 points for a guy facing a president who is in so much trouble. No, this is going to be a hard-fought campaign, and anybody who thinks that Donald Trump couldn't win it again is wrong. It's noticeable that we see Biden going first to Pennsylvania. That's a state that the Democrats have to have. He'll be going to Iowa and all these other states. He is a guy who can put his foot in it. We know that. Yet he is going to be the candidate to beat in the middle of the road. So you got Biden, and now we'll be watching who draws from whom. And you got people who are in the middle and who are perceived in the middle, like Mayor Pete and others. Some of what they have in terms of their popularity has to go to Biden, or maybe it's the other way around. We'll just see.
after the U.S. talks with North Korea faltered. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un now meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Russia. So far, so good. Hearing that report this morning on the BBC, Alan, as Kim makes efforts to build support for his approach to sanctions and nuclear disarmament.
Look, we know that Putin will interfere with American interests as much as he possibly can. For some strange reason, we have a president of the United States who seems to refuse to acknowledge that. Everybody beneath him doesn't, but the president does. He doesn't want to talk about it. We keep hearing that out of the White House, they've been told not to talk about it. One speculates as to what Putin's relationship with Trump is, but that's what it is right now, is speculation. We have a special counsel report which says there is no such thing as collusion. I doubt that. I think what has been said is you can't find the collusion yet, but that doesn't mean that it isn't there. That's going to be one of the things and one of the reasons why these subpoenas that the Congress is offering have to be met, something that this president fears greatly. We know that when the special counsel was announced, he said he's effed. I'm effed, he said. We don't use those terms on the radio, but that's what the president said. And since it's what he said, it's something that has to be reported.
More political observer, Alan Chartok joining us. Lockbox and the Pete Seeger concert May 3rd. WAMC.org for your tickets.
And we'll see you over there at Delinda. That'll be great.
Keep on keeping on.